Okay, it's good to see everyone. Hatzlacha Rabbah to all those who are beginning their new cycle of Daf Yomi. Of course, with Yehuda HaNasi chose to begin the Shas with Masechtas Brachos, and specifically the topic of Kriya Shema, which is the topic of some discussion amongst the Rishonim, why choose to begin here. Of course, you have to begin somewhere, but why choose to begin here? So the Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos suggests perhaps it's because it's the only mitzvah midoraisa that we encounter on a daily basis, or a person will inevitably encounter on a daily basis, is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose to begin. The Chida and the Sefer Pesach Einayim at the beginning of Masechtas Brachos suggests perhaps it's because that's what the first mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah Bocher, will encounter. Mitzvah Midoraisa is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Whatever time he becomes Bar Mitzvah, the first mitzvah he's going to have to do is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi began. Or the Shilta Giborim at the back of Masechtas Brachos suggests perhaps it's because Kriya Shema, Yichud Hashem, Emunah on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yiras Hashem is really the basis for all of the rest of religious life, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose to begin. The Ben Yoyada, though, has a fantastic comment at the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, where he quotes from the Ariya Kodesh. It's a well-known comment, this part of it, that it's because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was a Nitzoitz from Yaakov Avinu. Megala Mukos writes that that's why we call Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, we call him HaNasi. Not only that was the position that he occupied, but also Nasi is a Rosh Tevis. Nitzoitz Shel Yaakov Avinu. It was a spark, a kind of a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. That's perhaps why we call him, the Megala Mukos continues, we call him Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Why is he the holy teacher, Rabbeinu HaKodesh? So he suggests it's because each one of the Yavas established one of the three brachas of Shemona Esrei. Avram Avinu was Magen Avram. Yitzchak established a bracha Mechayim Meisim, and Yaakov Avinu established Hakel HaKodesh. So since he's the one who established the bracha of Hakel HaKodesh, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is a nitzoitz from Yaakov Avinu, so refer to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi as Rabbeinu HaKodesh, because that was the bracha that was established by Yaakov Avinu, one of his ancestors. So therefore the Ben Yoyada suggests, in light of this, that's perhaps why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose to begin Shas with, since he was in charge of editing everything, he chose to begin Shas with his favorite mitzvah, which was Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema was a mitzvah that was instituted by Yaakov Avinu, fortuitously, in this coming week's parasha, as the Medrash tells us in his conversation with his children. He suspected them of not believing into the same degree that he was expected of them in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then they reassure him, no, kishem she'em belibcha ala echad, kachem belibenu ala echad, just like you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yichud Hashem, so do we, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, listen, our Father Yisrael, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like you do. And that led to the establishment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose to begin, and it's not by accident we're beginning learning of Masechtas Brachos here in this coming week's parsha when this mitzvah was established. The Gemara asked, though, if we're going to begin with Kriya Shema, so why begin with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Why not begin with Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. Either it's based on the precedent of Ma'aseh Bereishis, where the Torah says Vayi Erev Vayi Voker Yom Echad. It begins with the night, and then it goes to the day. So too, based on Ma'aseh Bereishis, we should begin with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, then I'll discuss some Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Or the Gemara says, perhaps it's based on a pasuk, which is a source for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of Bishach Bucha of Kumecha, you should learn Torah, or, you know, we reassert our Emuna and Yichud Hashem, both at the time we go to sleep and when we wake up. So the pasuk first puts the time you go to sleep before the time that you wake up, Bishach Bucha of Kumecha, and therefore the Gemara chose to begin Kriya Shema. It's discussing Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. But what is the first time one can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? So the Mishnah begins, Me'emesai Karin Seshma Ba'arvid, Mishashi Kohanim Mechnosim Lecho B'Trumosan. An obscure reference to a time period of the day, but at the time that the Kohanim can eat from the Truma, which the Gemara explains promptly, Emes Kohachi Truma Mishas Tesek Kohavim. From the time that the stars come out, of course, when the sun dips below the horizon, that's Shkias HaChama. Sometime later, after that, half an hour or so, whatever, 18 minutes to somewhere between 15 minutes, whatever it is, whatever your shear is, and sometime later when the stars are visible is the time of Tzeisa Kochavim. Why would the Gemara refer to it in this fashion? Just say Tzeisa Kochavim. We don't have to speak in Ramazim cryptically. So the Gemara asks that, and the Gemara says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it's in order to teach us a halacha derech agav, that the first time the Kohanim can eat from the Truma is Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim. Degley Tal, though, has a fantastic comment in his Hakdama. That's the Avnei Neza in his Hakdama to Sefer in the Lama Tes Malachis. So Degley Tal says, no, it's because to teach us that just like a Kohen who was tummy in the morning and he goes to the mikvah, He cannot eat from the truma until Tzeitzei Kochavim. He's what's known as, when he goes to the mikveh in the morning, he's known as the Tful Yoim. He went to the mikveh that day. He doesn't become Tahar just by going to the mikveh. He needs Harav Shemesh also. He needs the sun to set. Then he becomes Tahar. Only later, at the time of Tzeitzei Kochavim, that's when he can eat truma. So says Egoi Tal, just like when the Kohen is tummy in the morning, that lasts with him the entire day. He has to wait till Tzeitzei Kochavim to eat truma. So too, Kriya Shema. If a person learns Kriya Shema in the morning, he's a different person the rest of the day. Just like the Kohen who is tummy in the morning is different the rest of the day until Tzeitzei Kochavim. A person learns Kriya Shema in the morning is a different person. People feel that way. You daven with a Geshmak Aminin in the morning, it lasts with you the rest of the day. A person learns the daf in the morning, it could last with a person the rest of the day. Who learns it at night, it changes his entire night. So too, the Egoi Tal says, a person learns Kriya Shema, so then it changes his entire day, just like a kohen who's tummy in the morning, who can't eat truma until the morning. That's the opinion of our Tana in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos. On Daf Beis and Beis, though, the Gemara quotes in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Actually, there's five opinions in Tanoim. What is the earliest time you kolein Kriya Shema shel Arvis? But the opinion of Rabbi Elazar is that Misha Shekidesh Hayom Ba'Arvis Shabbosis, at the time that you could make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. So either already from Shkias HaChama you can make Kiddush. We know in our times you could accept Shabbos. We make early Shabbos in the summer. You could accept Shabbos already from the Plaga Mincha and on, an hour and a quarter before the Shkias HaChama. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that's when a person, it's the earliest time a person can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. You don't have to wait till Tzeitzei Kochavim. You can fill it much earlier, maybe already at the Shkias HaChama, perhaps even earlier, already at the time of the Plaga Mincha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. We paskin like the town of the Mishnah, that the earliest time you can learn Kriya Shema is from the Tzeitzei Kochavim and on. That creates a problem, therefore. According to Rashi, already raises the issue on the Mishnah, that because there were many minyanim in the times already in the Rishonim, that they used to daven mincha marav together. It was hard to gather the minyan again. So we daven mincha before plag and the marav after the plag, or mincha before the shkia, marav after the shkia. If you remember, that's a machlek. We discussed another time, it's machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. When is the last time you could daven mincha? Either until the shkia or until the plag mincha. It has to do with when was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim brought. Did it have to be brought an hour and a quarter before the Shkia Sakama, before the sun set below the horizon? Or could it be brought all the way until the time of the Shkia Sakama, until the sun sets below the horizon? It was a machlok, is how late could you daven mincha? And as a function of that, when is the earliest time you could daven marav? So they would, some would daven mincha right before the plag, marav right after the plag, mincha right before the shkia, marav right after the shkia. But says Rashi, haloi, when are people going to be yoytzei Kriya Shema? If Kriya Shema you demand that you have to be yoytzei only after Tzeitzei Kochavim, so if you daven mincha marav together, either before the plag, marav after the plag, mincha before the shkia, marav after the shkia, you're not going to be yoytzei Kriya Shema. So Rashi says, you're right. You're not yoytzei Kriya Shema. Mekami hochi, Rashi in the third line of Vayis Aleph, lav zman shchiva. You're not yoytzei Kriya Shema then. Why? Because when are you supposed to learn Kriya Shema? Tzeitzei Kochavim. Why is it Tzeitzei Kochavim? Because the pasuk says b'shach b'cha uvkumecha, at a time that you're going to sleep. When do people go to sleep? When it's dark outside. So that's Tzeitzei Kochavim. So that's when you have to fulfill Kriya Shema. So you're not fulfilling Kriya Shema before Tzeitzei Kochavim. Uficha lo yotzei yedei chayvoso. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So therefore Rashi says, Aficha choyva leinu v'kreisa mishetekshach v'kriyas parsha rishonish adam kar mitosa yotza. You can fulfill your mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even if you do this, the minig of the shuls, of doing mincha and then marav right away, you'll fulfill Kriya Shema later on at the time of the Kriya Shema shalamita. When you're learning Kriya Shema before you go to sleep, which the Gemara has later on, Daf Daladim Abayz, the Gemara quotes from the pasuk, I think, in Tehillim, Rigzu v'al techtok, kruv al mishkavchem, imru b'valchem, v'al mishkavchem, v'doy musela, that you should tremble, you shouldn't sin, and say, you should ponder as you're going to sleep, yichud Hashem. Imru b'valchem, v'al mishkavchem, v'doy musela. So that's the minik to say Kriya Shema shalamita. It's a kind of like a shmira min amazikin. Fine, so Rashi says, you'll be yoytzei, we could double up, not only is a shmir min ha-mazikin, you'll be yoytzei Kriya Shema midway raisa at that time, when you learn Kriya Shema alamita. That was Rashi's opinion. Tosfos is not happy with this Rashi, the long Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. When Tosfos asks, his first question is, 1 second, according to Rashi, so then you should have to learn all three parashiyas of Kriya Shema alamita when you're learning Kriya Shema alamita. Most only learn the first parasha of Kriya Shema, Shema, and they'll have to. They weren't learning all three parashas of Kriya Shema. According to Rashi, that's when you're being yoytze Kriya Shema midaraisa, so then you should really have to learn all three parashas of Kriya Shema. So Rashba says for Rashi, well, maybe Rashi felt all three parashas of Kriya Shema is not doiraisa. It's maybe that's only midarabanan. The third parasha serves in the place of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, a separate agenda item, and the second parasha might only be Midrabanan, the first parasha might, you know, Deiraisa. So maybe we go back and we fulfill the mitzvah Midrabanan, the mitzvah Midrabanan, okay, you know, well, maybe we could be Yotze before the Tzitzik HaKavim. That's what the Rashba explains for Rashi. Maybe you only have to go back and learn the first parasha, that's the only thing that's Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, and the way we paskin, you have to learn Kriyashma after Tzitzik HaKavim, that if you learned Kriyashma earlier and you davened earlier to Mincha Marav Minyan, so then the proper thing is to repeat all three parashas of Kriyashma later on, and if you're going to wait till Kriyashma Shalamita, you have to learn all three parashas and Kriyashma Lamita. So meaning, maybe it's not so shver, meaning Rashi held, you'll be yotze Kriyashma Lamita, and you'll learn all three parashas of Kriyashma then. Mishnah Berurah doesn't recommend to do that for two reasons. The first is, because when you learn Kriyashma Shalamita, you really don't have as much kavana as you should really have. We have in mind other things, Shmir from Mazikin. You don't have in mind the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So best to do it earlier. The other reason is, you're really not supposed to eat before you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma, before you do any mitzvah, once the time for the mitzvah has arrived. So if you're going to want to have supper sometime before Kriyashma Shalamita, so then you'd be eating before Kriyashma, which is never appropriate. So that's why it's always better, if you're going to have Mincha Marav Minyan, they recommend usually, everyone should repeat Kriyashma later on. And if you didn't remember, so then you can be yotz with Kriyashma Shalamita. But maybe it's best then to say all three parashiyos. The Mishnah Berurah recommends also to say all three parashiyos of Kriyashma Shalamita for other reasons, in order, which we'll get to in a second, in order to have all 248 words of Kriyashma corresponding to the 248 limbs of our body. So we should have a shmira from all 248 limbs. So it's always a nice idea to say all three parashiyos of Kriyashma Shalamita anyway. But if you do that, Tichaparan, you'll be yotz Kriyashma if you didn't fulfill it earlier. Tarsus is not happy with this, though. So Tarsus says, that's not what Kriyashma Shalamita is all about. Tarsus says, over here in the third line, Kriyashma Shalamita, Shmir Minamazikin. So that's nothing to do with fulfilling Kriyashma Midaraisa. So therefore, Tarsus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that no, just like you could daven over here on the fourth line of Tarsus, Yeshloimar, that perhaps it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, how are we davening Mariv earlier than the Tzitzik HaKavim? Because Mincha ends at the Plaga Mincha. Because that was the Tamid Shabbat Arabayim had to be finished being brought an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, before the sunset below the horizon. And Mariv begins immediately after the time of Mincha is concluded. That's what the Mishnah means later on. Tfilas Arvis in Lokeva. I think we discussed another occasion. So immediately when Tfilas Mincha is concluded, the time for Tfilas Mariv begins. So if you could daven Mariv before Tzitzik HaKavim, obviously because you're davening the Tfilah of night before Tzitzik HaKavim, so you could daven, you could be Yotze Kriyashma then as well. That was the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Why could be Yotze Kriyashma? It has to be at night. What is this to be? B'shachach of Kumecha. The reason you could have a Marav is because Marav depends on Karbonis. Tfilas Kenega Karbonis Tiknum. So the Tamid Shabbein Arbaim is concluded an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, the Plaga Mincha, so you could be Yotze Marav right after. What's that have to do with Kriyashma Shalarvis? That has to be B'shachach to be at the time of night. So that's the kasha, the Rosh asks over here in the second Ois Beis. V'loni hira mashehevi Rabbeinu Tam. Rami tefilas ha-mincha. She applied. What is tefilas? Tefilas has to do with tefilas connected to karbonas tiknum. What does it have to do with kriyashma? V'loni hira kriyashma lavashma n'chivahu. L'mai says, it's not the time that people are going to sleep. How can you be yotze kriyashma then? That's the kasha, the Rosh asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. So there are two answers that are brought from the Achrayim. Real Rishayim already. The Chumash HaDeshen answers for Rabbeinu Tam, that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam held already from the time of the Plaga Mincha can have certain, halachas of night. It's brought from the Mordechai in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a tzibur, davens mariv, so then it's brought in Hilchas Nida, even though a woman has a connection to Hilchas Nida, we just concluded, a woman has to perform a hefsek tira before she begins counting the Shivan Nekiyim, has to perform a bedika in order to labor herself as tahar, which has to be performed before Shkias Hachama. So what if the tzibur, though, will daven Marav already to Plaga Mincha? So Rama quotes one opinion from the Mordechai. It's debatable whether we passing like this. The Rama quotes another opinion, disagrees. But one opinion from the Mordechai, that if the tzibur already daven Marav, and let's say accepted Shabbos, so then she can no longer perform a hefsek tirah, already has the status of night. Or if, let's say, tzibur daven Marav, the Rama quotes one opinion, you can't give a get anymore. It already has the status of night. Or if a person's counting, or Elena loses a relative, and the kvura happens after the tzibur davens mariv, so then the 7 days of Shiva begin the next day. So you see that there are certain halachas that when the tzibur davens ma'ariv already, after the plaga mincha, that already transforms it into the following day. The Chumash Hadeshin goes so far as to say, this is so vital. The Chumash Hadeshin says, let's say people are having difficulty fasting Tainis Esther, so they want to get the ball rolling already. Can we lay Kriyas HaMegillah already from the time of the plaga mincha? So he suggests, well, if the tzibur davens ma'ariv, so then already Tainis Esther is concluded, it's already Purim, it's Yud Daled Ba'adar, and we can already lay the Megillah already from the time of the plaga mincha, and he bases it on this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, just like you could daven ma'ariv after plaga mincha, because that's when tefillas, mincha is concluded, now tefillas ma'ariv begins, you could be yotzei kriyashma then too. Or if you could be yotzei kriyashma, the Chumash Hadeshin says, why can I already lay the Mikra Megillah? That was the opinion of the Chumash Hadeshin, huh?
He's saying that's manshchiva?
The problem is, it's not manshchiva. No one's going to sleep. So it's a nice lumdus, but it doesn't seem to correspond to the reason of Kriyat Shema. Moreover, there are many halachas that do not depend on the tzibur davening ma'ariv. Let's say the tzibur davening ma'ariv and a baby boy is born. So we're going to count the 8 days of Bris Milah from today. We're not going to count it from tomorrow. So there are many halachas that do not depend on the tzibur davening ma'ariv. So the Chumash Hadeshin asked this elsewhere, and he says you have to start being machal. Okay, we have to start splitting hairs. Certain halachas might depend on the tzibur davening ma'ariv. It transforms it already, if it precedes the following day. And some halachas not. It gets very complicated. That's the Chumash Hadeshin already derives from Beirut Tam, which is a fantastic extension. The Mishkan is Yaakov is a sefer from Masechtas Brachos is called Koheles Yaakov. Not to be confused, of course, with the Stipor sefer, Kehilo is Yaakov. But in the Koheles Yaakov, the Mishkan is Yaakov, he suggests, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a very creative idea, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, since Kriyat Shema depends on the time that people go to sleep, Sman Shchiva, maybe you don't require that it has to be people are going to sleep, which already is the night. That's obviously how Rashi understood. But that it's already people are preparing to go to sleep. So even though it's not night, there's a certain period of time called Erev, like evening, which might have its own halachas. We're used to only being two categories, right? Everything is very black and white. There's day, there's night. But it says the Mishkas Yaakov, perhaps Rabbeinu Tam is teaching us, is that there is kind of, we know Bein HaShemashis also, but maybe even before then, a period of like, of evening, of Erev, where people are preparing to go to sleep, and at least with regards to Kriyat Shema, whether this is a global principle or not, we could investigate another time, but at least with regards to Kriyat Shema, this has certain status, and since people are preparing to go to sleep, no one just flops into bed in their clothing on, they prepare to go to sleep, they change, they get ready, so then so too, maybe there's a period of Erev where you can lay in already Kriyat Shema, because it's not, even though you're not sleeping yet, you're already preparing to go to bed. And that's perhaps what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. Either way, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can fulfill Kriyat Shema already, just so you can have a Ma'ariv after the Plaga Mincha, you can fulfill Kriyat Shema already the Plaga Mincha, certainly after the Shkia. But he explained it along the lines of, even according to our Tana, that you normally have to wait till Tzeitz HaKachav, and maybe, it depends on B'Shach Chav Kumecha, maybe already there's wiggle room to argue that it's earlier. The Re Bala Taisvis, the Rosh, we're not having any of this. So they said, no, if you want to lay in earlier Kriyat Shema, it's only according to the other opinion on the Beis HaMabeis, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar disagreed with our Tana, and he said, no, that Kriyat Shema doesn't depend on B'Shach Chav Kumecha when people are coming to getting up and going to sleep. It depends on, when already we could be Mekadesh the following day and declare it a Shabbos, which is from the time of the Plaga Mincha. So those who are late in Kriyat Shema earlier are only fulfilling the mitzvah according to the Tana who disagreed with the Tana of the Mishnah, and held that the Zman of Kriyat Shema is earlier than Tzitzit Kachavim, it's already the time of the Plaga Mincha, which might not necessarily be ideal. But that's how, those who are being relating Kriyat Shema earlier might be relying upon. So there are really three opinions here. Rashi held, you have to lay after the Tzeitz HaKachavim. If you did it earlier, you have to be Yotze only with Kriyat Shema Shalamita. Rabbeinu Tam held, maybe for those at least who are gathering together to daven, and they're not going to be hard to gather a minion later on, maybe it could be Yotze Kriyat Shema ready from the time of the Plaga Mincha, ready from the time of the Shkia, either because that's when people are preparing to go to bed, that's, Erev, or perhaps it's because we're fulfilling it according to the Tana that Beis HaMabeis, Rabbi Elazar, who disagreed. The Vilna Gaon has a fantastic question. He asks, why does the Mishnah say, Meimus HaKaren HaShema Ba'arvin? Why does it say, Meimus HaKaren HaShema Ba'Laila? At night. We know what night is. What is Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? Why do you call Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? It should be Kriyat Shema Shel Laila. So he says, no, according to Rabbeinu Tam, makes sense. There's a new time period called Erev. That's before Laila. So that's, the Mishkanis Yaakov adds that to his Shir Klali over there in developing this new time period called Erev. Maybe that's why the Mishnah is very meduyuk, and it says, Meimus HaKaren HaShema Ba'arvin, not Meimus HaKaren HaShema Ba'Laila. Anyway, those are the three opinions you have over here. But Tosfos has another kasha on Rashi. Tosfos asks over here on the back in the second line of Tosfos, he says, what happened to the Birchus Kriya Shema? If you're going to lane, you're going to daven Maariv after the Plaga Mincha. You're going to daven Maariv after the Shkia, before Tzitzik HaKavim. And Rashi held hard and fast, you can only be Yotze Kriya Shema after Tzitzik HaKavim. Those who do it earlier have to repeat Kriya Shema, or be Yotze with Kriya Shema Shalamit, and say all three Prakam of Kriya Shema then. But then, one minute, it turns out when you said the Birchus Kriya Shema by Maariv, so the Birchus Kriya Shema, we're not relating to Kriya Shema itself. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi, second Kasha that he has. Tosfos does not go so far as to say that the Birchus of Kriya Shema will be a brachel of Atala. He doesn't say that. There are those who do go so far. Look over here, Ois Hei, this is the Shilta Gibarim, quotes from the Riaz, that She'en Roy Likros Kriya Shema Birchusei, Kodim Tosfos Kochavim Klau. You shouldn't do Daven Maariv early, like the Mincha Maariv before Tosfos Kochavim. Vareu Kemavarek Brachel of Atala. A person who does so, it's a brachel of Atala. Why? Obviously he understood the Birchus Kriya Shema is a Birchus HaMitzvah, which relates to Kriya Shema, and to say, a bracha of Lisatik Petzitzis and not put on Tzitzis would be a bracha of Atola. To say a bracha of Laniach Tfilin and you don't put on Tfilin is a bracha of Atola. Here you're making Birchus Kriya Shema, and there's no Kriya Shema according to Rashi. You can't be Yotze till later on. So how can you say the brachas either? It's a bracha of Atola. Tosfos didn't say that, which we'll explain in a second, but the Riaz goes so far as to say it's a bracha of Atola. And that was the shoyo, and the truth of the Rashi of Yechiel Kafsim and Zion, the shoyo, and the one who asked the question to the Rashba, asked this, how, according to Rashi, can you fulfill Kriya Shema? Can you daven Maariv early, if you're not fulfilling Kriya Shema until later on, it turns the brachas of Kriya Shema into a bracha levatala. That was his kasha, the same as the Riaz. So the Rashba answers that, and this is presumably how Rashi understood, that the brachas of Kriya Shema are not a birchas mitzvah. It's part of davening. It's a birchas shel voidah v'horaya. When is the soif zman Kriya Shema? 3 hours into the day. When can you say birchas Kriya Shema until? When is the latest you can daven? 4 hours into the day. B'diyavet chatzos. So you can conceivably not be yotze Kriya Shema if you daven after the third hour, but yet you will be saying birchas Kriya Shema because you're davening shachris until the fourth hour. So you see that the Birchus Kriya Shema can exist independently of Kriya Shema. Moreover, says the Rashba, if it would be a Birchus HaMitzvah, what should the Nusach HaBracha be? Not a Bercher, you know, it's be a Hava, not Yotzeh HaMa'oris. It should be a Sher Kitshanim Mitzvahis of Itzivanu, Likroi Eshma, or Likroi Kriya Shema. What does the Nusach HaBracha have to do? It doesn't indicate that it's a Birchus HaMitzvah at all. So Rashba understood that, in fact, this is a Birchus Shev Vaidah, praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam for creating the world and for giving us the Torah, and that has really is not considered to be a Birchus HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema at all, and that's how Rashi seems to have understood. Tosfos in his Kasha on Rashi, who asks, how can you leave the brachos of Kriya Shema without fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, seems to have understood that in fact it is a Birchus HaMitzvah. And that's why Tosfos was bothered with Rashi's position. Is the Birchus of Kriya Shema a Birchus HaMitzvah, is a Birchus Shev Vaidah, seems to be a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, here in the Arbeizim and Aleph, but it's a running Machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Ramah, this is not like a Rosh Yeshiva Torah. The Ramah already makes the Lishitosos. The Ramah says, like I said earlier, this is his ongoing position. Because look over here, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Simon and Tessiv Dalin, the issue of saying Amen after the Birchus Kriya Shema, particularly the bracha of Ava Rabba. Should he say Amen after? So Shulchan Aruch paskins, V'yane Amen achasiyam ha-berich ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava mishum davi hefzik. It's a hefzik between the bracha and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Meaning that the birchas of Kriya Shema are a birchas ha-mitzvah. So you're supposed to make it over lasiyotzen right before you do it. So if you need to make it over lasiyotzen, you can't answer amen in between. It's considered to be a hefzik. The Ramah only says two things, two words. Ayin lekaman simin samach aleph. So Mishnah Berurah tells you, what does he mean? Sometimes those things in the Ramah are the most important things. The Ramah says, and Mishnah Berurah here does the work for you, he says there the Ramah explained that the Ramah feels that Birchus Kriya Shema are not a Birchus HaMitzvah. It's a Birchus Shevach Vahidah. So Ramah feels you can answer Amen after the Bracha of Ahava Rabbah. There are those who do that. That's the Pesach of the Ramah, that you can do this. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't recommend to get involved in Machlaikis. This is the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, you know, his Mahalach, his methodology in general. Why get involved? It's not the Mishnah Berurah, though. It's early Achorinim. Why get involved in Machlaikis? So what should you do to avoid the whole issue? You should conclude the Bracha of Ava Rabba together with the Shliach Tzibur. There were those that even did this for Yotzer Me'oros. Why? Because maybe that's also a Birchas Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah doesn't go that far. He says that you can answer Amen. But at least when it comes to Ava Rabba, we have to be chayshid for the opinions of Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore you should conclude the bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur, in which case you don't answer Amen. You only answer Amen if you finished your bracha. It's important to keep in mind, sometimes people make this mistake by Mariv, by Hashkivenu. You're only supposed to answer Amen if you have concluded your bracha before the Shliach Tzibur begins his bracha. If you conclude it together, there's no Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends to do that to avoid the whole issue. But really, the Rama held, you can answer Amen. He holds it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. In fact, it's a Birchas Shel Vaidah. Where did he say this in Siman Samach Aleph? It's with regards to the controversial issue of Kel Melech Neman. Because in Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Oiskes, there's 245 words. We would prefer that there be 248 words. Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Refuos Tiyel Esarecha Vishikoi La'atz Moisecha. Torah heals all of our sinews and all of our bones and all of our limbs. So we would like there to be 248 words in Kriya Shema corresponding to the 248 limbs in order so that all of our limbs should be affected by the Torah that we're laning or declaring our allegiance to the Yichud Hashem. So we prefer there to be 248. How do we get to the 248 if we only have 245? So if you're davening B'tzibur, you don't have a problem because the Shliach Tzibur repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In order to get to 248, yes, I mean, MS, it's a Gansa Tumah. MS is really not part. Okay, fine. There's a whole Cheshbon argument if you're interested in all these kinds of details and then counting up. It might be 244, if all that interests you. But bottom line, it's really Hashem Lekechem MS. We add the three extra words. That's how we got to 248. What if you're davening biyachid? You're davening biyachidos. So what should you do? So there, the Rama says, well, if you're davening biyachidus, you should add Kel Melech Neman. Why? In the place of the Amen, because the Rama answered Amen after Ava Rabba. So Rama says, you're not going to answer Amen if you're davening biyachidus. You're missing out on an Amen. Amen, Rosh Hashanah, Kel Melech Neman. So therefore, in place of the Amen that you're missing out, you should say Kel Melech Neman. And with that Kel Melech Neman, you also add the tally of the words that you're saying in Kriya Shema. You raise it from 245 to 248. And, Shalom al Yisrael, that's wonderful. So you fulfill the Amen, you get to 248, huh?
Is that not a
hefsek? Oh, the Rama wasn't bothered with a hefsek. The Rama felt the Birchas Kriya Shema not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's part of davening. Shem HaFodot, to Hashem for creating the world and for giving us the Torah. So that's why the Rama says, Lishi Tosi, I don't have a problem with Amen. And therefore, he doesn't have a problem with Kel Melech Neman. That was the meaning of many of the davening biyachidus to follow this psak of the Rama to say Kel Melech Neman. But really, according to what the Mishnah Berurah recommends earlier, to be chayshus with the opinion that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and we don't answer Amen, many don't have the practice of answering Amen after Ava Rabba. So if you're davening biyachidus, you really should not therefore say Kel Melech Neman. In fact, they quote from the Ari HaKadosh that he would not say Kel Melech Neman if he was davening biyachidus, he would say Hashem Elokeichem Emes himself. If you're in shul, you might say the 248, the tally, because I hear the three words from the Shliach Tzibur. If you're not davening in Betzibur, a person davening Yechidus, so then you should say, or a woman who might not be davening together with the Tzibur, so then they should also always say, instead of Kel Melech Neman, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That was not that, and there are many who follow the practice of the Ari HaKadosh. There are those who say, or Chashokhan said, there was never the Minigar Olam. The Minigar Olam was always to say Kel Melech Neman. I'm not here to prevent anybody from saying their Kel Melech Nemans, but the many had to practice Bichayshish for all of the opinions, just like we don't answer Amen after Ava Rabba. So many had to practice not to say Kel Melech Neman either, because it should constitute a hefsek. The Ramban already expresses his displeasure with this Minig. It already existed in the times of the Ramban. This Minig to say Kel Melech Neman, Ubi Aldusin is Kashe, he says, I was never happy at this from my childhood. Shadavar Yadua Shavas, it's a Birchsa Mitzvah. Isn't this a Hefsik? He was opposed to the Kel Melech Neman, so then you should say Hashem Elokeichem Emes again. If you want to fulfill the Minig of Kel Melech Neman by Kriya Shema Alamita, there's no reason not to say Kel Melech Neman. So, jump in, have a ball. Say Kel Melech Neman by Kriya Shema Alamita. But there's many who recommend to say all three parshiyos in order to get to 248. Many of them meaning to say three parshiyos by Kriya Shema Alamita too. The Mishnah Berurah recommends in order to as a shmirah for all 488 limbs.
Are we concerned about
248 limbs? Huh?
Are we concerned about this issue of Amen being a hefsek in other contexts?
Of all the time.
What happens if you work on the Tlas Yadayim and you're about to say Amen? Somebody says Amen Tlas Yadayim, you can't say Amen.
Really, no. First of all, that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah on. That's a you probably say Amen anyway because that's That it all has to do with a hefsek between Netilas Yadayim. You shouldn't have a hesek hadas to washing of the bread and have in mind something else. Yeah, there are different mitzvahs.
Right.
I could say pass the salt. We don't do that. But you could say, I know people who do that just lahaka. You could say pass the salt, pass the challah. Some of them are sitting over here at this table over here. Say pass the knife. You can really say that because it's not a... But if it's... Right, it's not a birch ha-mitzvah, which has to be said over la-siyasim, but you're right. Anytime you have a birch ha-mitzvah, we should not have any hefsek. That's not necessary. For example, at a seder kiddushin, you're really supposed to ask the edim, do you see that the ring is worth a shavar pruta? And did you ask the chassan, did you buy the ring yourself? And the edim are supposed to hear that the chassan says it's, you know, he bought himself and it's worth a shavar pruta. So many of the mitzvah, and the Kala has to hear this also, and she has a mind to get married even if it's a Shavar Pruta. But many argue, since Birchas Erisin might be a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of getting married, you want to ask all these questions, ask it, which the minhag is to do it, ask it before you begin the Bracha. Because once you say the Bracha of Birchas Erisin, you should really go directly into the Harei HaMekudeshes. You have to drink from the Kais, and then go directly into Harei HaMekudeshes. We shouldn't start now asking questions that could be asked earlier. So it's over here. Well, what are you answering? Amen. In the middle of a mitzvah, between a mitzvah and doing the mitzvah. It's really supposed to be over lasiyos, and you make your bracha in your talus. You should really be holding your talus above your head before you make the bracha. You don't make it in the bag, then unwrap the talus, and then put it over your head. It should really be over lasiyos.
What does Rashi do with brachas mitzvah?
Rashi holds it's not a brachas mitzvah.
Why is there no brachas mitzvah on Kriyat
Shema? Why is it? Okay, good question. Why is there no Birch HaMitzvah on lots of things we have? Why is there no Birch HaMitzvah on CPTS Mitzvah? Okay, so you add this to the list. Okay. It's a good kasha. Well, maybe we'll have an answer in 1 second, yeah.
Shouldn't the problem have said override the having 248 words? I mean, Goliath. The whole concept of 245, 248.
It's not that meaningful.
No.
The Rishonim thought it was. No, the Rishonim clearly were very impressed by this.
The question of the Hefsek couldn't count the money to the same
thing. Huh? You're saying...
That's taken precedence according to some.
The opposition to Amen was because of a Hefsek.
Right.
The Kel Malch Neman. Yeah, but you can chop a Ryan a different way. Do Hashem Elokei Chamemes.
Don't do anything. I mean, keep it 248.
Okay, but if you want to have your 248 and eat it also... You want to have your Birch HaMitzvah and your 248 also, so that this is the way to do it. The problem is, though, huh?
Does anybody say
you have more than 248?
No. That's out of place. However, why didn't Tosfos say, Tosfos felt it's a Birch HaMitzvah? So that's what Tosfos asked in Rashi. Rashi again was learning Kriyat Shema early. So Tosfos asked, how are you going to say Kriyat Shema? Don't worry, you'll say Kriyat Shema later on. But what about the Birchas and the Brachas? It's not relating to the mitzvah. Rashi obviously held like the Rashi, but it's not a Birchas mitzvah. Birchas Shema Vaidah, like the Ramah held. That's why you can answer Amen. You don't have to worry about a Hefsek or Kel Melch Nemons or all these things. You don't have to worry about a Hefsek. So therefore, you could say it earlier. Tosfos held the Birchas, you could say the Brachas earlier without the Kriyat Shema. Tosfos held it's a Birchas mitzvah. So Tosfos asked, how can you have the Brachas without the Kriyat Shema? But Tosfos did not go so far as to say, it's a brach levatola. He said, he made a protest, but he didn't say, it's a brach levatola. Why didn't he go so far as to say, it's a brach levatola? Moreover, just look at this fantastic suggestion of Rabbi Amram. Look at the end of Eis Aleph. There's a Rajman Rabbeinu Yoina, who quote from Rabbi Amram going, that if you're fulfilling Kriya Shema later on, let's say, Adam and Avrali, and like Rashi, I'm going to learn Kriya Shema later on. So then, you should make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah over the Kriyat Shema. Asher kitshanim and mitzvahs of etzivanu, likrois es shema, likrois Kriyat Shema, they have different nuschos. Rabbeinu Yoina held that we never had such a nuchzi. He says it over here, the last line of Yisrael, fichach nirolo, shiyoy se nachon, shiyoy ma avas oilam, shiniska esol. If you're going to make a bracha later on, it should be ava rabo, avas oilam. Should not be a newfangled bracha that you composed, on the fly. But Rabbi Amram Goyim held, that there is a real Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema. One minute, if there's a real Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema, how could I ever be Yoytze with Ava Rabba and the Brachas that we say before Kriyat Shema as part of davening? We should always say, I mean, a Manavshach, if you Yoytze with the Brachas before, so then obviously you don't need a Birchas HaMitzvah. And if you need a Birchas HaMitzvah, then the Nusra should be a Shekhet Shem Zivana, Likorius HaShema. What's going on here? So the Meiri explains, I think Rabbi Amram just highlighted a problem, but that exists according to anyone who holds a Birch HaMitzvah. Why isn't it a typical nusach of a bracha of a Birch HaMitzvah? So Meiri explains that it's because initially they did not establish a bracha, a Birch HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema. But the Meiri says, once they establish these brachas in conjunction with Kriyat Shema as part of davening, to praise Hashem for creating the world and for giving us the Torah, that adopted a new status and became de facto the Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema. Smiri says, Brachos Elu Ikron La'atzma Niskanu. They were really established to praise Hashem. We show him Mitzvah Hayoyim Va'or V'Shnei L'Chiyo Va'Torah. But once, Elu Sha'akha Sh'Niskanu, you saw them with Nei Shema, right before Shema, Hifkiyu Ba'hem L'Varach Asher Kitshanu. Rav Amram going might be right. Maybe there should really be a formal Birchas HaMitzvah like other mitzvahs. But what? And that's why he said if you're doing Kriya Shema independently, there should be a Birchas HaMitzvah. But once they established Kriya Shema should be said, I'll say to these brachas, even though they were initially a Birchas Shev Vaidah, they get transformed to become the Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's perhaps why Tosfos felt if you say them without Kriya Shema, you can't call it a Bracha Levatoah. Because that's not why they established them in the first place. It's not like Chazal said, we need to make a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, let's do Avaravim. No, these brachas were there first as a Birchas HaShem Vaidah. Once we're doing it in conjunction with Kriya Shema, they adopted a new identity, and they serve a new purpose. They serve as a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema. That's why Tosfos didn't say, if you say it without Kriya Shema, it's a Bracha Levatoah. It's not a Bracha Levatoah, it's a Birchas HaShem Vaidah, but it serves in the place of the Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why we don't have a formal Birchas HaMitzvah in Kriya Shema, but if you do it independently, you might. What do you want to say?
No, the Bertram says that because the whole purpose of Birkas HaMitzvah, our instruction, because the whole purpose of Birkas HaMitzvah is Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim, and that's the purpose of Kriyasma. You don't need
it. Okay. There's a lot of mitzvahs. That won't solve all the mitzvahs.
That's what he said in the
There's text. A lot of mitzvahs I have. So the Me'iri, I think, might answer the Rabbanan's question also. The Me'iri brings another tushtel to this idea from Tkiyas Shofar. We know by Tkiyas Shofar, we brought Tkiyas Demu'umad, Tkiyas Demu'yusha before Musaf, and we make a bracha, which we call Shofar, and then we have the Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar, so we have Tkiyas Shofar together, the Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar. The Baal HaMor claims that was a new, later development. Really, the way the mitzvah used to be fulfilled was only with Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar. There was no independent bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. What served in place of the bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar. Miri makes the point too. He says, Ma Shenogu, the Baal HaMor, Lutkoya, called Tkiyas Kishen Yoishim, Levarach Nalein, Birchas HaTkiyah, nearly Kiloi Haya came Bimei Rabboseinu Chachmei HaTalmud. This did not exist in the times of the Gemara. That's why they even asked, why are we blowing then? There was no bracha then. The bracha was Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar's. Why? Even though Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar's were established for a different reason, we say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar's. Once Chazal said to blow Tkiyas Shofar, Al Seder, these brachas, to blow them in conjunction with Malchus, Achronis, and Shofar's, that transforms the brachas, endows them with a new status, and they become the Birchas HaMitzvah for Tkiyas Shofar, even though that's not the language implied by the language of the bracha, that's the status that they adopt. That's perhaps why we don't have a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddush. There's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Havdalah, even though it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zachos Yom HaShabbos HaKadshai. There's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it's Vigadatu L'Bincha B'Yom Ahu. Why not? Because it's fulfilled in conjunction with other brachas. So once it's fulfilled in conjunction with Bar Priya Gofim, Mekadosh HaShabbos, or at the Leil HaSeder, Asher Galanu, other brachas that we have, so then it's fulfilled in conjunction with those brachas, even though they were established for another reason, they adopt a new status, and they become the Birchas HaMitzvah, even though it's not reflected in the language, becomes the Birchas HaMitzvah for that mitzvah. So too over here, the Birchas Kriya Shema was not established to be a Birchas Kriya Shema, it was established as a Birchas Shev Vaidah, won't be a Bracha Levatoah if you say them independently, but since Kriya Shema is done in conjunction with the Birchas Kriya Shema, they become one item, then the brachas become part of the de facto brachas of Kriya Shema. That's why Rav Amram Gaon held, if you're going to do Kriya Shema without the brachas, you might have to actually make an independent Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kishon Tzayis V'Tzivonu Likroi Es HaShema. But it seems, according to the Rambam, that this even the Birchas Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema have merged even beyond just being a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, you know, like as serving in place of a formal Birchas HaMitzvah. The Brachas and Kriya Shema have merged completely into one Kiyum. Meaning when Chazal said to Lein Kriya Shema, say that these brachas, just like Malchus Achronis and Shofar's and Tkiyas Shofar, are inseparable. They really are supposed to be done together because one and they're mutually mutually enhanced by this relationship. So too the brachas of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema meld in together to become one item. Because look over here, the Rambam says, if a person is not sure if he has to make a Birchas HaMitzvah, let's say he's not sure if a person is a Zachar in a cave and an androgynous. So you don't make a bracha on the Bris Milah because we're not sure if he's a Zachar. What if a person is not sure if he Lein Kriya Shema? So go back and learn Kriya Shema again, with the brachas or without the brachas. So the Rambam says, you should do it with the brachas. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Rashba. He says, what are you doing it with the brachas? lay Kriyat Shema without the brachas. You're not sure if you have to make a bracha or not. So do the bris milah on the androgynous without the brachas. There's no you wouldn't make the bracha of alamila. So over here too, lay Kriyat Shema without the brachas. So the Rashba, this was a kasha the Chachmei Luniel asked already on the Rambam. So over here, the Rashba, the Kesef Mishra, quotes from the Rashba, three lines from the bottom. Oysid Gimel, Bani, Omer, Bulai, Ledas, Harav, Shu, Soivar, the Meikara, Kachai, Takana, the Takana was the Kol, Shu, Chai, of Likrois, Kari, Lechachila, Imbir, Chasel. They become one item. They become merged together. Even though it was initially established as a Birchas Shema Vaidah, since Chazal said to do it together with the Kriyat Shema, so not only does it serve as a brachas in place of a Birchas HaMitzvah, they have merged together to become one item. And they're really inseparable now. You can't separate the Birchas Kriyat Shema from your fulfillment of Kriyat Shema. They really should go together. So that's why the Rosh perhaps quotes from a unique position of Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin was asked, what if you have, which is oftentimes in our situation, you have a Marav Minyan that's davening before this man. Of Tzeisek HaKavim, and you can fulfill Kriya Shema according to Rashi, according to many Rishonim. So what should you do? What should you do? So Rashi might say, Davin together with the Tzibur, repeat Kriya Shema later on. That's because Rashi held that the Birchas Kriya Shema only are Birchas Shev Vaidah, to praise Hashem for creating the world and giving us the Torah, and Kriya Shema is something independent. But Rav Haigoin says, no, what you should do is Davin Mariv, but don't say the Birchas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema. After you're done davening Marav, after Tzeisek HaKavim, go back later and say the Birchas Kriya Shema together with the Kriya Shema. Meaning, you lose out Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, because you're supposed to have Goal Yisrael next to Shemoneh Esrei, but he says already at Marav, Gula L'Tfilah is already compromised, because we say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which is already, that's why the Vilna Gaon didn't say it, but there's already a compromised relationship between Gula L'Tfilah by Marav. So the Rav Haigoin felt, since already you're losing out Gula L'Tfilah anyway by Marav, what you should do is you come to a minyan the daven Mincha Marav, just Shmoneh Esrei, and you'll daven the Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema later on. Why would he hold like this? Because he holds the two are inseparable. You can't separate between fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema. Like the Rambam, they blend in together to become one item.
So the minyan should be like that.
Huh? I don't know about that. That's already. I'm not making these kind of innovations. But that was the opinion of Haigoin. So in the Mishnah Berurah over here quotes this issue. The Shulchan Aruch says you can only pass like Rashi. You cannot fulfill Kriya, not like Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Ri. You cannot fulfill Kriya Shema earlier from the Plaga Mincha, only after Tzeitzik Kochavim. What do you do if there's a minion that's davening early? So you can daven with them, repeat Kriya Shema later on. If you wait till Kriya Shema Shalomita, you should make sure to repeat all three parashiyas of Kriya Shema. We don't recite a Birch HaMitzvah then, like Rav Amram Goin. We don't do that, but you should repeat Kriya Shema later on. The Mishnah Berurah, though, already quotes that there were those who had the practice, like Rav Haigoin. It already appears in Beis Yosef, that they would only daven Mariv with the minyan earlier than the Tzeitzik HaKavim, but the Birchas Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema they would say later on, they quote in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, that was his personal minig, he would not say Kriya Shema without the brachas before the Zman, he would, if he was davening early, he would daven Mariv, and be Mayachal and Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, and daven the Birchas Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema together later on. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Halacha quotes the Vilna Gaon, who held the Smichas Gula L'Tfilah by Marav too, that's why he didn't say, Vishamru on Shabbos, he didn't say Vaidaber on Yontif, in order not to be mafsik between the Gula L'Tfilah by Marav either, and the Vilna Gaon held better to daven B'Yachidus than to lose out on Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, so the Vilna Gaon would never daven Marav with earlier than the Zman, because he wanted the Brachas Kriya Shema to go with the Kriya Shema, he wanted Tzmichas Gula L'Tfilah, so we daven Marav, if the minyan wasn't davening at the proper time, that was a minyan of Reb Chaim Brisker, that's the first Shuv in the Pri Yitzchak from Itzel Petterberger, better not to lose out the connection of Birchas Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema, and you need Gula L'Tfilah, all of these things are better than davening with the Tzibur, so daven B'Yachidus, but if you're not willing, the Ramesh says we shouldn't do that. That's the Vilna Gaon, okay, if you're the Vilna Gaon, but we shouldn't be Marach on Tfilah B'Tzibar. But if you are Marach, but to keep the Birchas Kriya Shema together with the Kriya Shema, you're going to daven Marav with the Tzibar. You're not going to daven Marav B'Yachidus to get Smichas Gula Tfilah, you're going to daven Marav with the Tzibar. But maybe there were those who can maintain the connection with the Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, and therefore they would say that together later on. Needless to say, that's not the Minhag HaOlam. The Minhag HaOlam was to daven Marav early, repeat Kriya Shema later on, do it sometime before Kriya Shema Shalomita, perhaps preferably before supper. To say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema.
Why is Nashki Veinu a hafsek according to the